Okay, we're all going to get started, believe it or not. Welcome to, we're recording, are we? Yep, CCNA 1, Module 1, Part 2. And today we're going to be talking about number systems, and in particular, binary. Now before we get started, are there any questions from last week in CCNA 1 Module Part 1? In fact, can anybody remember last week's lecture? That would be good. And if so, are there any questions?
Not that I remember. I do actually remember a reasonable amount of it, so it's a reasonable indication. I'm yet to listen to the complete recording a second time, though.
Okay. What we'll do is, if you can move closer to your microphone, if possible, Ben, if that's possible, or are you a fair way away from it?
How's that? Is that a little better?
That's much better, thank you.
I had my chair canted back on two legs.
Now, I'm not going to talk about OH&S safety issues here, and luckily you're the only one at home, but that's very dangerous. We won't hear the clatter if you fall, but be careful if you're going to swing back on those.
If I just vanish, you'll realise why.
We certainly will.
I'm at home with a standard office chair that is OH&S compliant.
Well, that's what we like to hear. Okay, so I'll assume that we have no questions from last week's lecture, which was all about the internet and modems and all that sort of introductory stuff. Let's get started. Don't worry, we've got noise gate to take all the pauses out of this. I apologise in advance. So we'll get stuck into today's lecture, and we'll talk about numbering systems and binary. Now, the other thing I would like to mention is that the Thursday chat from yesterday has gone up on the site. And the CCNA 3 lecture module 2, which is relevant to nobody here at the moment, has also gone up on the site, so we are getting the audio up to date. And if anybody has any queries on or comments to make on the audio or its production, they can send their comments and suggestions to CAVI-instructors and tell us what they think or don't think about them. We're always open for suggestions. Alrighty. I think we'll get started. Now, you've got a pegboard. Has anybody not got a pegboard? I mean, if you don't have a pegboard, you're going to have to use your imagination really hard, and there's not a lot we can do about that.
I don't have a pegboard, but I'm going to make up a spreadsheet on the fly.
Yeah, fair enough. Just ramp the magnification up and just keep an eye on it. You should be fine.
You got it.
Oh, yeah, I'm joining the spreadsheet crew as well.
I'll try and make it as speech-friendly as I possibly can for if anyone wants it later on, and I'll tweak it, they may have it.
No problem. Okay. And also, if any students come up with any resources that they think other students may be interested to, check with us and email it to... We'll email a suggestion to CAVI instructors, and we'll organise to get it off you, and we'll put it up on our website. We're not the only ones that have to do all the hard work. We're more than happy to take input from anybody else who has suggestions or material to contribute. However, you know, limericks about how bad the instructors are will be sent to /dev/null. Okay, now let's get started. Computers use a numbering system called binary. Hang on, I missed that chat message. There's a simple pegboard. Okay. All right, well, we'll see how we go. I mean, the pegboard is very useful when you can get your hands on one, and you will need the pegboard in Module 9, I think it is, where we do subnetting. I'm going to try and run through the concepts that we're going to deal with today, and I'll be taking lots of questions because I'm sure there will be a lot. Some of you, like Mr. Van Poppel, are old hands at this sort of thing, and you already know about binary and stuff, I think, but those of you who don't, we'll go through as slowly as we can and see how we go with it. Okay, we use the base 10 number system. We use the base 10 number system because most of us have 10 fingers and 10 toes. And that means you can count to 20. And we use the base 10 number system because that's what us humans are used to. Now, we call it base 10 because it's based on 10 distinct digits, 0 through 9. And what you have to realise is that each position in a number is represented by a set of powers. So if we take the number 5, 5 can either be written as 5, or it can be written as 5 times 1, or it can be written as, well, can anybody tell me what anything to the power 0 equals? Except for 0. Anything but 0 to the power 0. What does that equal? It does indeed.
1 itself?
No, it's 1. Would you like me to prove it?
Yes. Go for it, green bottle.
Okay. And we've got a yes what fan there. If you have, when you are dividing indices, like if you're dividing indices together, you actually subtract the indexes. So if we say 2 to the power of 3, which is 8, divided by 2 to the power of 3, so we subtract 3 minus 3 is 0, so we've subtracted the indices, and that means 2 to the power of 0 is 1, because 8 divided by 8 is 1. And I'll write that out at some point, but anybody got that vaguely?
Vaguely, yes.
Sorry, I missed that.
Could you explain this again?
Yes, and I'll even slow it down a bit. How's that? Anything raised to the power 0 is 1. So 6 to the power of 0 is 1, 10 to the power of 0 is 1. And I can prove that if we have the equation 2 to the power of 3 divided by 2 to the power of 3. Now we know that 2 to the power of 3 is 8, because 2 by 2 by 2 is 8. So 8 divided by 8 is 1. Therefore, 2 to the power of 3 divided by 2 to the power of 3, if we subtract the indices, 3 minus 3 equals 0. Therefore, 2 to the power of 0 equals 1. All right. So, look, even if you don't get the fact that anything to the power of 0 equals 1, please take my word for it. Anything to the power of 0 that isn't 0 is 1.
Yep. I can just make a bit of a contribution, Kerry, just for the sake of people who might not speak English as a second language. Indices is the plural form of index, and that's the number to which, you know, the number of the power to which the other number is raised. Just for the sake of completeness, I suppose, it might be helpful to some people.
That's a very good point. Thank you, Mr.
Get you.
Okay, so if we have something raised to a power, as in 2 to the power of 3, 3 is the index. It's 2 raised to the third power, and 3 is the index. Thank you for pointing that out, Ben. That had escaped my notice.
That's cool.
Look out, mate.
Okay.
12:15
now,
PM.
Anything to the power of 0 is 1. So what is 10 to the power of 0?
1.
That is correct.
1.
Excellent. So, if you want to write the number 5, and I'll type this into the chat so that it makes a bit more sense. Now, when you're reading the notes, you will find that it's written in such a way that the power signs don't show up when you're reading it. So, it'll say 2x... 23, which is actually 2 times 2 to the power of 3. So there should be a power symbol in there or a caret mark that Jaws is not reading. I don't know whether anybody has come across that.
I've come across
it. I did have a little look at the notes and they didn't make a lot of sense, so that must be why.
Right, I just boosted the punctuation filter and got it working.
But in certain situations, I found that the caret sign is read out by Jaws also.
Yes, but these came from Word documents that actually have a superscript in them. And when the superscript is converted to text, we actually lose the superscript, which is why it looks funny.
Can you please explain this concept again?
Yeah, sorry, who am I? Can we just get your name? Nothing personal, but we haven't met you yet. You're new on the lecture this morning.
Hello, this is Kameshwari from Bangalore. And I would like to clarify this point again. Because in certain situations, I found that Jaws does read out the carrot sign.
When we actually look at the documents in Microsoft Word, there is a superscript. In other words, the power is written above the numbers. So you've got 2, and then you've got the 3 written above it as a superscript. But when that gets converted back into text or taken outside of Word, it shows up as, instead of 2 to the power 3, it shows up as 23, which is obviously incorrect. All right. So keep that in mind, that if you see 2x23, it might actually be saying 2x, 2 to the power of 3. And if you want to put the caret signs back in, or imagine that they are there, you will actually see that, and the notes will make a lot more sense. But hopefully, so will the talk I'm about to give. But we shall see. Okay. So we use the base 10 number system. Now, when we write the number of, say, number 5, we mean 5 times 1. If we write the number 7, we mean 7 times 1. If we write the number 27, we mean 2 times 10 plus 7 times 1. Everybody clear so far? Yeah, that's cool. We understand. We just hadn't heard your voice before. We were just a bit confused. It's all cool.
Can you just run that 27 example for
us? Hello, can you explain it once more?
Okay.
Please, can you explain it once
number
more?
27.
Please, can you explain it once more?
Yes. Yes, I'm just about to. The number 27 can be written as 2 times 10 plus 7 times 1. In other words, 7 and 20. Geraldine will appreciate this. If you think of the nursery rhyme, sing a song, a sixpence, a pocket full of rye, well, they talk about 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. It's a different way of looking at how numbers are written, which actually means that 24 blackbirds were baked in the pie, or 2 lots of 10 plus 4 blackbirds. Which,
in fact, in most languages, the words for the numbers in some way or other hark back to exactly this, so many numbers of tens and so many numbers of ones after it.
Yes, for example, in Germany you have 42, which is 42, I hope.
Indeed.
Thank you, I was just checking that. I always get zwei and drei mixed up, and there's a joke about that I'll tell another time. The number 27, you can write as 2 lots of 10 plus 7 lots of 1. But we can also write it as a different way. We can write it as 2 lots of 10 to the power of 1 plus 7 lots of 10 to the power 0. I'll just type that into the chat. Maybe that'll make it a little bit clearer. Complete with carrots. I'll just check if I got that right.
There is no text in the chat window.
Yeah, I just put the example in the chat window then. Okay. Perhaps when we were doing maths in primary school or secondary school, we talk about numbers like 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, million, billion, trillion. These are just names given to 10 raised to a certain power. So, for example, 10 to the power 1 is 10. 10^2 is 100. 10^3 is 1,000. And 10^9 is 1 billion. Yeah, do you guys know what a billion is in India? Do you call it something different or... A billion is a one with 9 zeros after it.
1,000 million.
Yes, yes. But these are special names that we have given to these powers in our number system. If you have 1,000 questions, as I'm sure you all do, you actually have 1 × 10^3 questions. If you have 6,000 questions, you have 6 × 10^3 questions. Okay, are we all sort of cool with that, or we'll go on and see if people get more lost? Okay, so if we have the number 123, it can be written out as 3 × 10^0 plus 2 × 10^1 plus 1 × 10^2. And that is another way of writing out 123. A very long way, but another way.
Again, please, kid.
Ah, fair enough. Okay, well, we're going to use our units just so that you can get used to them. We have 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, 1 million, 10 million, 100 million, 1 billion. We will write these out at some point. They're the units that we use. It won't matter in a minute because we won't be using them anymore because we're going to shift away from base 10. But that's how 123 is written out. That's how the number system works. It uses powers to... Each digit to the left is an increasing power. And that will come into play once we start working in binary. We usually just write the numbers down and don't think about it too much, hoping that the bigger the money, the bigger the number, the more money we have in the bank.
Hello.
The number, the more money we have in the bank.
All of this, Devdas here. Can you explain me how to write that 123 again, please?
Okay. The number 123 can also be written as 3 × 10^0 plus 2 × 10^1, which would give us 20, plus 1 × 10^3, which would give us 100.
2.
10^2. 1 × 10^2.
Yes, that's right.
1 × 10^2.
That's correct. That is 100. 10^2 is 100. And in our example, we have one lot of 100. I think we're definitely going to write this up. I think we have some documents as well as talking about it, because it's very hard to keep track of all the numbers. But I will try and describe binary, and we'll take it from there. Now, computers are made up of many switches, and these switches can either be on or off. If you imagine the light switch in your house, or the switch on a PowerPoint, I know some PowerPoints don't have switches, but ours do. If the switch is on, we say that the value is a 1. If the switch is off, we say the value is 0. And sometimes, on some switches, there is a 1 written on the on side, and a 0 written on the offside. Now, in computers, we can sometimes say that a 1 is 5 volts of electricity, and a 0 is 0 volts of electricity, although for certain reasons we don't always use this encoding because it has problems. The binary digits 0 and 1 is how computers store numbers. And they store all numbers and letters and things, no matter what they are, as binary. And the code that maps the letters to numbers that the computer can understand is called ASCII, the American Standard Code for Information Interchange. That is how we generally write English text on a computer. If we are writing other languages, we do use Unicode, but that is not something we cover here. It has more characters than ASCII. The extended ASCII has 256 characters. And in those characters, we have letters, uppercase and lowercase, numbers, punctuation, and various special symbols. If you look up ASCII on Google, or search for ASCII table, you will be able to find a table that maps the letters to various numbers that the computer understands. Now, as I explained earlier, computers have lots of switches, which can either be 1 or 0. These are called bits. One bit is a digit that is either a 1 or a 0. In computers, if we have 8 bits, generally speaking, 8 bits makes 1 byte, and that is 1 byte of information, which is often 1 character, 1 letter, 1 number. Because we are using base 2 to represent these numbers, the reason it is base 2 is we have 2 possible combinations we can use, 0 or 1. We call this number system binary because of its 2 states. Now, binary takes a little getting used to, but we use the same principle that we used with our base 10 number system. 2 to the power of 0. Can anybody tell me what 2 to the power of 0 is?
1.
Correct. And what is 2 to the power of 1?
Again, 1.
It's 2.
That is correct. And 2 to the power of 2 is 4.
4, 4,
so
4.
Yes.
4.
So as the powers increase, the powers of 2 get bigger and bigger. So we have 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, and so on. I could go on for a bit longer, but I won't. Say, for example, we want to write the number 7, which is in decimal, and we wish to write the number 7 in binary. The number 7 can be written as a series of powers of 2 all added up together. And to pick the powers of 2 that add up to 7, we would have 4 plus 2 plus 1 equals 7. Because we have 3 powers of 2 that are next to each other, 4 plus 2 plus 1, if we write 7 in binary, we write it as 1, 1, 1. If we wish to write the number 4...
Sir, one second, please explain, sir.
Okay, So if we have 7 in decimal, which is our normal number system, 7 can be broken down into a number of powers of 2. So for example, 7 equals 2 to the power of 0 plus 2 to the power of 1 plus 2 to the power of 2. Or 7 equals 4 plus 2 plus 1. Therefore,
hello.
Yeah.
This is Ashish over here.
Yeah.
Actually, the way you are teaching over here, I think better if we will divide by 2 the number and then reverse the remainder. That will be the easiest way to convert the decimals into the binary one, right?
There are multiple ways of converting the number into binary, and whichever way works for you. The way they suggest in the Cisco curriculum is, what is the largest power of 2 that can be taken from 7? So 7 minus, what's the biggest number we can take from 7 that is a power of 2? 7 minus 4, which is 7 minus 2 to the power of 2. And we are left with 3. What is, so we put a 1 in that first position. We then say, what is the biggest power of 2 that can be taken from 3? And the answer is 2 to the power of 1, which is 2, so we put another 1. We then say, what is 3 minus 2, which is 1? And what is 1 equal to? 2 to the power of 0. So 7 becomes 2 to the power of 2 plus 2 to the power of 1 plus 2 to the power of 0 equals 1, 1, 1. I'll do another example that isn't all 1s to try and make it a bit clearer. If we take the number 5, what is the biggest power of 2 that can be taken from 5?
2?
That's correct. Yes, 2 to the power of 2 equals 4.
So the power of 2 plus 2 to the power of 0.
That's correct. You go to the top of the class. Therefore, 5 in binary is 1, 0, 1. For each power of 2 that we subtract from the number where it can be subtracted, we put a 1. But for each that cannot be subtracted, we put a 0. Take the number 4. 4 in binary is 1 lot of 2 to the power of 2 plus 0 lots of 2 to the power of 1 plus 0 lots of 2 to the power of 0. Therefore, it is written 1, 0, 0. This is a difficult concept, and everybody struggles with it. We may need to spend a couple of weeks getting these number bases sorted, because you will do a lot more of them later in the course. But all students have trouble with this to start with, even me, although that was a long time ago.
You find that it just suddenly clicks. You know, you do it a few times, and if you're working with the pegboards, you'll find that it'll help, and it will just suddenly click.
Now, the pegboard is meant to represent binary so that you can easily feel or see which holes have pins in them. If there is a pin in the hole, the value is 1. If the hole is empty, the value is 0. So for example, to write the number 5 on a pegboard, on the right hand 3 holes you will have peg blank peg, and that will show the number 5 in binary on your pegboard.
101.
That's right. Okay. This is, I didn't have my button down. 101. This means that we can write any decimal number in binary. However, if we are writing values that are not whole numbers, we do not talk about that. That doesn't matter for this course. But any whole number between, well, any whole number can be converted into binary, and you get a very long string of digits for big binary numbers. For example, the number 255 is written as 1111111. Or, and do... Cisco has created this concept because common process... Well, everybody does their binary conversions differently. It depends on who you learnt from, who you talk to, and how much of a mathematician you are. It is perfectly possible to divide by 2 and take the remainder modulo 2 and work it out that way. But it all depends on how you are taught. And as long as you can do the conversions, you can do any method you like.
You mean to say 1 into 1 into 1 8 times, isn't
it? Kerry, we can't hear you.
I'm not talking.
Talking to Ian.
Hello, we are not getting the reply.
I'm sorry, I missed the question. I was trying to find the easiest method to explain this because the long division method is a bit tricky if you cannot see, a bit difficult. Okay. Cisco has to pick a process. And the process that Cisco picks is very easy if you can see. But if you cannot see, you should use the process that makes the most sense to you. Now, the one we use, say for example, we are converting 255 from decimal into binary, and I will write this out after the lecture and post it to the mailing list so you can see my working out. We find the biggest power of 2 that will subtract from 255. Can anyone tell me the largest power of 2 that will subtract from 255?
2 to the power of 8?
7. 2 to the power of 7. You were 1 out.
2 to the power 7.
Yep, Ben. Yeah, that'd be good. Actually, fire it off to the discuss list while you're listening, because you should be unoccupied at this particular point, Mr. Van Poppel.
More or less. So I may as well help out as I can.
Okay. Thanks. So 2 to the power of 7, and 2 to the power of 7 is 128. So we put a 1 in the pegboard. We then find the next power of 2 that will subtract from 255 minus 128, which is 127. Yeah, I think that's... Yeah. Therefore, we find the next biggest power of 2 that will subtract from 127. Can anybody tell me what that would be?
The power of 6.
Yes, that is correct. And 2 to the power of 6 is what number?
64.
That is correct. 127 minus 64 is 63. I actually do know the answers to these, but I'm asking you guys to make sure we're through. So the next biggest power of 2 that will come away from 63.
2 to the power of 5.
That's correct. Which is 32. Yeah. So 63 minus 32 is 31.
31.
Yes. So as you can see, each time we subtract a power of 2 from the number, if we can subtract a power of 2 that is the next one down, we put a 1. But if we cannot subtract that power of 2, we put a 0. So let's take the number... let's take the number 5. The biggest power of 2 we can subtract from the number 5 is 2 to the power of 2, which is 4. So 5 minus 4 is 1. Can we subtract 2 from 1? Well, without going past 0. No, we can't, so we write 0. Then, can we subtract 1 from 1? Yes, we can. So the binary for 5 is the number 101. I'm not kidding when I say that it takes a lot of looking at notes and practice and questions before this concept is understood. It really sounds like rubbish until you understand how it works. But it is how computers represent numbers, and when you are subnetting a network, which you will do later in the lecture, or later in the semester, I should say, you will be using binary numbers to do that subnetting.
Can you repeat this, sir? My microphone was a problem.
How 5 equal 101?
Okay. We'll make some numbers up. Yeah. Okay. What I'm going to do to see how many people have gotten the concept, and it's okay if you haven't yet, we won't take any marks off, we promise. I'm going to give you some small numbers to convert in from decimal to binary, and I want you to type your answer in the chat. And we will give you... we'll give you a little while to work it out. We will not hurry you along. So, can anybody convert the number 3 from decimal to binary? Yes, 11 is correct. Okay. Can we convert the number 12 into binary?
110
equals 12.
Yeah.
How
actually, what
11 in binary?
The answer is 1100. And what I will do, and I can't do it in the middle of lecture, but after lecture, I will post the numbers from 1 to 15 in binary to the list so you can see how the pattern is built up. Obviously, if I post that now, you'll know all the answers. No, we can't use a calculator, guys. I'm really sorry. The reason you can't use a calculator is because when you are subnetting, we'd like you to know what you're talking about rather than knowing how to press the buttons. And I know it's not fair and it's really hard and stuff. But you will get used to the power of 2. Otherwise, maybe your head will explode, but you will get used to the powers of 2. It's hard to start off with, but if we give you a binary to decimal calculator, you won't learn anything. You'll just know which buttons to push. Yeah, the pegboard is your calculating aid. It helps you, and if you want to... I agree, Gordon, I know. If you want to work out and make it easier for yourself, you can, in Braille, put the powers of 2 above the pegs so that you know the power of 2. Okay, Ben has posted a list of powers of 2 to Cavi Discuss. So you will have that in your inboxes and you can refer to that. Let's do one more binary example and see how we go. How about the number 11?
1011.
1011. And well done. I apologize for my mispronunciation, Samir. That's close enough anyway. Well done. 1011. Yeah, so I think... we may post some examples to Cavi Discuss. We did have a document last year that I think we typed up that had these in it. And if you work the examples out on your pegboard, assuming that you have one, it will make it a little bit clearer eventually. Of course, you can ask us all questions as well. Has anybody got any questions apart from not being totally confused? All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create an exercise and I will post it to the list. And I want all of the students in the next week or so to email me or email their instructors the answer, and the instructors can check the answers. And for those who are in the eastern states and in Perth, they can email the answers to us and we will check the answers over and see how many people have problems with the decimal to binary conversion, because it is a tricky concept. Alright, before we wind the lecture up, that is all we're going to try and teach you today. Does anybody have any questions on what we've told you today, or what we told you last week, or any questions they'd like to raise before we finish our lecture for today? I will be putting the audio of today's lecture on the website in about 15 to 20 minutes, and you can download and go over that audio as often as you like.
And we will be available on Skype for the rest of the day too, so you can get in touch with us that way.
And the worksheet will be typed up and sent to the mailing list very soon, and you can work on the worksheet in the next week or so without a calculator. If you do not understand binary, you will not pass CCNA 1 or 2 or 3 or 4. You need this knowledge for subnet masks, wildcard masks, and general understanding of computer terminology. The audio recording will be clear. We don't know why the audio is breaking up. Are you getting clean audio in Melbourne, Mr. Van Poppel?
Somewhat fractured. There are dropouts, but they're clear dropouts.
All right. We'll see how the audio. Yeah, we'll see how the audio goes once we put it up. Okay, everybody, that's all for this week. We will put the worksheet up on the list very soon, and we will also put the worksheet up on the website, and we will... and Gordon's signing off in a big hurry there. And we'll talk to you all on Skype or next week.